God, for as much as without thee we are not able to please thee, mercifully grant that thy Holy Spirit may in everything direct and rule our hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore.
Amen.
We have arrived at that point in our schedule when we will publish to you from the fellowship an affirmation regarding the principles and the structure of continuing Anglicanism on this continent. We live, as we all are aware, in a tragic moment in the life and the history of the Episcopal Church. I've always felt that we ought to look for some good even in the greatest difficulties. And I have to say that coming from Georgia as I do, the kind of encouragement and consolation I find is the realization that a lot of you are beginning to learn what the word secession means. The committee of the fellowship has worked for a long time to provide the statement which is published this morning. And I would like to recognize the members of that committee so that you might be aware of their work and their commitment to this cause. Captain Walter Swindells from Eureka Springs, Arkansas, from the Anglican Digest. Andrew Stahl from Toronto, the Council for the Faith in Canada. We all know, of course, Barry Laugham. The Reverend Francis Reed, a priest in San Francisco who is a canon lawyer and an attorney. And Mr. Lewis Tracek, about whom I will say something else in a moment. By way of introducing this statement, I would like to say formally that the Fellowship of Concerned Churchmen, aware of its duty to serve the Church in a time of need, offers this affirmation of St. Louis for the continuation of the life and witness of the traditional Anglican community of faith. This affirmation has two parts. First, a brief positive statement of who we are and what must be done to save our heritage. And second, forthright principles for continuing as faithful servants of Christ, grateful for his gifts to us, and ready to follow him and do his will. All Anglicans and Episcopalians are sincerely invited to join with those who are already fighting for the faith, and to subscribe to this affirmation as fellow workers in this just and good cause. The affirmation of St. Louis will be presented to you by the Honorable Lewis E. Tracek, who is prosecuting attorney for the County of Ogemaw in the state of Michigan, and he is the senior warden of the newly organized Church of the Holy Faith in West Branch, Michigan. And without any further delay, I will ask him to read the affirmation to you.
What?